With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Vice President Vance meeting with Danish and Greenlandic officials today in Washington. They're talking about President Trump's insistence on the U.S. controlling Greenland. Military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, says that climate change adds some veracity to the president's claim the region presents new security issues.
Of course, the Northwest Passage, now that you have transportation able to get through the ice, former ice-covered regions that are now receding.
And President Trump has cited threats from both Russian and Chinese ships. Denmark's prime minister has warned that taking the island by force could end the NATO alliance altogether. Demonstrations against Iran's Islamic regime continue, with judicial officials threatening more trials and death penalties. Here's Charles de la Desmond.
The U.S.-based human rights activist news agency now says the number of dead has climbed to over 2,570. The figure dwarfs the death toll from any other round of protests of unrest in Iran in decades, and recalls the chaos surrounding the country's 1979 Islamic revolution. After Trump was informed on the number of deaths, he warned Iran's leaders that he was terminating any negotiations and would act accordingly. I'm Charles de la Desma.
A nurses' strike continues in New York.
Nancy Hagans, president of the New York State Nurses Association, says none of the hospitals have agreed to additional bargaining sessions since Sunday.
We are ready to negotiate. We are ready to care for our patients.
The strike involves 15,000 nurses, including Roy Permal.
We're out here to stand as long as we need to get a better contract, a fair contract.
Private nonprofit hospitals have brought in replacement nurses. Julie Walker, New York.
And more of these stories at srnnews.com. A critical religious freedom case is underway in Canada. We get the details in this report from Michael Harrington.
Assisted suicide is legal in the country, but religious hospitals and pro-life hospice facilities do not want to participate. But a family in British Columbia is suing, demanding that such health care providers be forced to help people kill themselves. The Supreme Court of British Columbia is taking testimony in the case the rest of this month and is expected to deliver a verdict this year. That decision could affect religious freedom all across Canada. Michael Harrington reporting.
New York's Jewish community is responding with outrage after Muslim demonstrators gathered outside a synagogue in Queens, chanting slogans in support of Hamas. The demonstrators were heard to chant, quote, "We are Hamas," and "Long live October 7th. That's a reference to the devastating and bloody 2023 attack on Israel. This is SRN News. President Trump took the stage in Detroit yesterday talking about all he's doing for the economy.
In the coming weeks, I will be laying out even more plans to help bring back affordability. And again, remember, that's a fake word by Democrats. Prices were too high. They caused the high price.
And he says they're trying to blame those high prices on his administration. Luxury retailer Saks Global has filed for bankruptcy protection.
The privately held company that owns Saks Fifth Avenue and Neiman Marcus has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy in the Southern District of Texas. Its top executive stepped down earlier this month as the company struggled with debt it took on for its $2.65 billion purchase of Neiman Marcus in 2024. The company is facing increasing competition as it tries to winnow down its heavy debt load, while many of its customers have refused to pay much higher prices. Rich Thomason reporting.
More on these stories at srnnews.com.